If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What is going on? You are listening to episode 226 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, player 2, Hate Zero. What's happening?
What is going on? What is up, NPC fam? It is your boy, Hate Zero, your hero.
Player 3, Crawler, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going?
It is going good. You gotta have some sweet like opening line. Like
it's I gotta work on it.
It's your boy crawling up at you.
Come on, you gotta do something. Hey, can I do a quick shout out?
Yeah, of course.
I just want to throw a shout out to Pudding. Had Pudding Jr. on Monday. Congratulations, man. We miss you in the community, but we'll see you soon. We'll all be there with some champagne or something. I don't know what you do. What are you supposed to do?
Cigars.
Cigars. We're doing cigars.
No, not if you're underage, kids.
Of course. What about those gum cigars?
Bubblegum cigars. Yeah, I think they still, yeah.
He did post in the chat after he had the kid. It is alarming to me that Josh sleeps less than my newborn baby.
Newborn, that's all they do. Eat, sleep, and poop. That's all they do.
All right, well, hey.
Change for him.
That music you heard a minute ago was from On Being Human. You can check them out on Spotify and YouTube. Remember, this is an unofficial Nintendo podcast. And if you'd like to get yourself a free book from Audible, head on over to audibletrial.com/NPC. Pick up something awesome like Blood, Sweat, and Pixels or Ready Player One. Chair I'm sitting in from OPC. They got new chairs. They look super slick. N64josh.com/OPC. Automatically save $10 at checkout. If you work for a company or you have your own brand and you're interested in having some consulting done, hit me up. info@n64josh.com. You want to do some like social media stuff? You want to, you know, get your workflows figured out, things like that. I'm going to do some consulting. info@n64josh.com. All right. I've also just put up a video on doing workflow for like some content marketing. It's on YouTube. It just went live right before this show did. So it's a 70-minute talk about content creation and then a Q&A time with the community. So go check that out if you're interested. With that, we'll get to the announcements.
Hey, listen.
All right. We have a Super Mario Maker tournament happening this Sunday, starting at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you want to participate, it's really simple. The rules are all there in the Discord, the Mario Maker 2 tournament server. n64josh.com/discord is your invite. We're playing Endless for a 2-hour span. You post when you start, and then you have 2 hours. You just keep playing Endless over and over and over again, and you post your best run. So you just take a picture with your phone after you finish to see, you know, maybe you got 4 levels, maybe you got 75, maybe you're, you know, a complete baller, whatever. At the end of your 2 hours, you're done. And then, you know, so make sure you're time stamping it somehow. There's rules and how to all do all this. It's all there. Winner getting a $20 eShop card. So free to join. Come hang out. It'll be a good time. Should be pretty fun. I do have the Super Mario Maker podcast, episode 7, going up today. That's happening. My gaming content is going to be happening Monday through Thursday. Okay. So gaming streams, things like that, mostly happening Monday through Thursday. There'll be occasional one on the weekend. The streams will start at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're looking at Mario Maker levels. I've got 10 episodes of featured makers up on my YouTube channel right now. That we have stuff from Metal Kim, who created, what was it called? Old School Racer 2, right? So he's a game designer. He informed me that he's going to be putting me in his next game. I just talked about this in the Mario Maker podcast. And I'm going to be a NPC robot of some kind, model number N-64. So It's gonna be cool. I cannot wait to see. So, yeah, that's it for the announcements, and we're just gonna jump right on into the news. Crawler, kick us off, man. You started these notes up. What's the first thing you got there?
So first, a lot of this stuff happened today. So we're kind of lucky that we held off on the show for one day. So Nintendo put out a 30-second spot. I don't know if they're going to be running this on pre stuff, but it's on their YouTube page, and it's just a 30-second spot. I think they changed something, because I did go back into the Discord where I think Mr. Cool Red Luigi posted it earlier today, and it did say coming soon July or something like that, and now it says coming soon summer when I clicked on the video. So they might have fixed it because of how many news outlets picked this up and ran with it. So I have a question mark on this, but it says mainly what we're asking is Hero might be releasing before the end of the month because it came out in this video originally. So they featured Marvel Ultimate Alliance, which comes out this Friday. They featured Fortnite Season 9, which is happening right now, free to play. They showed Hero saying releasing summer. I don't know if they, again, I don't know if they edited the video, and then they finished it off with Fire Emblem Three Houses. So it was a short, just quick 30-second spot, kind of just showing stuff, going in and out of the red switch screen, all that kind of stuff. So it was there. So it's question mark. Maybe he's, Joker was a stealth drop on a Tuesday. We got a YouTube, a 15-minute YouTube video. And then the next Thursday we got him. So keep your eye on, I have Nintendo Twitter alerts on. I don't have YouTube alerts on, but they're pretty good about tweeting everything they put out. So keep your eye on Twitter and YouTube for Nintendo stuff to see when Hero might be coming out.
Even the Switch Lite, it was just boom, here it is. Yeah, it was
early morning on Tuesday, last week?
Wednesday. Yeah,
I'm sitting there and I get the press release, and I was like, oh man, this is happening. And then 2 minutes later, the tweet, pretty soon there's pictures going everywhere. Everybody's going crazy. So you never know. They can be kind of sneaky with this stuff. Speaking of sneaky, Capcom, Resident Evil 4, 5, and 6 getting Switch physical release. RE4 is on the cart. 5 and 6 downloads, releasing October 29th.
It's a $60 release.
Yep. Guess how much it is to buy those all individually.
It's going to cost you $90 to buy those individually.
Yes, it is.
So in essence, you're getting 4 for free. So if you want to play 4 and you want to hold out, I was really, 4 is on my list that I want to, it's on my eShop wish list. So I'm going to scrap that and get this, because 5 and 6 both release on the eShop on the 29th. So you're not getting any earlier access by having it just digital only, and those are going to be digital only anyway if you buy the cart. So I will be picking up this for sure, because I have heard the hype around 4. I've never played it. I want to. I've enjoyed my time with the 2 remake that I have on my PlayStation, so I definitely want to check it out. And I mean, this might even get me to pull the trigger on the 1 and 0 collection that they have as well. Just make it a whole Resident Evil collection.
I got 1 and 0 for Father's Day, and they're still in the package.
We still need to do a Revelations, because they have a horde mode, I think.
Yeah.
You and I both have Revelations. We need to set that up. Do you have Revelations, Hate?
Nope, I don't.
If he has Gamer Pass, he has it on Xbox. BS, so, if you have Gamer Pass, it's on Xbox. So
this is... I loved Resident Evil 4, but this isn't a remaster. And $30 for it, man, I just don't know.
For free.
Yeah, I don't know that I would call it free, though, because I don't think 5 is worth $30. I didn't play 6, but I heard it got worse.
Yep.
Well, 5 and 6 are the arcadey ones, right?
Right. Well, 4 kind of started that.
Yeah.
But 4 was good. It had a good story. It just completely changed the game. Some say for the better, some say worse, but I really did enjoy 4 when it came out. But not being a remaster, Yeah, I just don't know. $30 for basically a GameCube port at this point, is that... That's rough.
These are the versions that came out like on the Xbox One.
Yeah, like it was was it a PC and Xbox port that they just cleaned up a little bit? Was it ported to PC?
I don't know about PC. It was on PS3 and Xbox 360. Did it come to Xbox One and PS4?
I think it's
There.
I think it's in Game Pass.
It's Skyrim.
They just announced it today. I think it came to Game Pass. Resident Evil 4 did at least.
This is the Resident Evil Skyrim edition.
Yeah.
as far as I knew, they didn't really do much. Obviously, it's going to get more textures.
Widescreen, I hope.
Yeah, it might have been widescreen before, though, because the GameCube could do cool things that no one else could at the time.
With progressive scan, that's right.
Yeah. So I don't remember. But yeah, the game was great. If you've never played it, I think... as the history of Resident Evil, it's definitely worth having played. It's one of my favorite Resident Evil games. It was one of my favorite GameCube games. But man, yeah, I don't know. I'll probably end up pulling the trigger on this anyways. Who am I kidding? Because I didn't play 6, and I want to play 6.
5 was great. I played all the way through it.
Online multiplayer. You can play through the campaigns to get, at least on Xbox, I think you could, right? So maybe on Switch you can play co-op campaign, because it's I think at least a two-person campaign.
For 5 you definitely could. I co-opted it with a guy named Demonic Jawa.
Chris.
I don't know much about 6, so yeah, I'm game. I'll do it. I'm just a little upset at the price. I'm hoping the price goes down. I might not pull the trigger immediately and kind of wait for a drop on that.
I also wish Capcom would get their stuff together when it comes to with these releases, like the Mega Man stuff and Resident Evil now, and was there another collection that they've put out? But like, just build the UI to put both games, like especially the Mega Man stuff, could have been able to fit on one cart.
I don't think they want it to, though. It's not a matter of if they can do it. There's no incentive for them to do it. Yeah. It costs them more time and effort, money. And then you can trade it in. Now this is a useless trade-in. You can't trade this in. No one wants it. It's same with the Bayonetta, dual pack. It just kills that market. And I have to imagine that's what they're going for, right? And I don't blame them. They don't get anything from that market. So it's a tough one.
Resident Evil 4 is mobile. It's on the Wii.
it's Skyrim.
It's
on Alexa. Like, it's everywhere.
It looks like in 2011 came out on Xbox Live Games on Demand and PlayStation Network.
Pretty soon, when I say "What are you buying?", you guys will know what I'm talking about.
Resident Evil 4 Ultimate HD Edition, Microsoft. It's Windows, and then it was re-released everywhere on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on August 30th, 2016.
Were any of them remasters?
Well, they just say HD, So
they got texture upgrades. That's it.
Yeah.
The high definition remastered versions of Code Veronica and Resident Evil 4 were announced to be in development for the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 as a part of the Resident Evil Revival Selection series. Both feature bonus content from the previous releases, including Separate Ways.
I don't know what that means, but did those release?
Like 5
announced.
Remember 5, where you could go separate ways. You had Chris and Sheva or whatever her name was.
You said announced, but you never said released.
On July announced it would be released on September 20th. PlayStation Network and Xbox Games on Demand. Okay. So yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So
the sooner, that's so the sooner version than we're getting stuff. Yeah.
There you go. That, I mean, look, the thing that I think they talked, I don't remember who, if I saw a tweet or what it was, but like The Witcher is coming to the Switch, the entire game and DLC, and it's bigger than all three of these games put together. I guarantee it.
Yeah. But CD Projekt Red is fronting the money for 32 gig cards.
I'm just saying, come on, Capcom. Come on. right? Like, you
it's
can't
not about you, can they though? You know, this isn't a can they do it?
Oh, absolutely not. It's just, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Like, well, because
it's
the
everything. It's added UI that they have to build. It's what Hate said with the trade in. It takes away power from GameStop and GameFly and all those other places that can't offer that stuff. And then they're in control of their and they have the overhead as well that they get a whole lot more money. If people see that it's not on the cart, then maybe they're less inclined to buy the cart because they're not all there and they just go digitally. And then that saves Capcom money in the long run as well, because the overhead isn't there.
The internet's going to burn them down. I can already feel it. I'm going to stay warm by that fire. That's what's going to happen. I'm
the
gonna
problem
stay
is
warm.
We move on with our pitchfork so quickly now. It That's doesn't true. Matter. You just have to.
The fires burn out before we can get warm.
I don't know. This Pokemon pitchforks are still going strong for the national decks. I still see stuff every day with that.
Game Freak just needs to grin and bear it. You know, just don't say anything. Don't ruffle the feathers and everyone will move on to the next outrageous thing. They'll be fine.
Yep. Yeah, that's a slippery slope. That one. Super Monkey Ball releasing on the Nintendo Switch October 29th. Tweet from Nintendo is in the show notes. I can say I don't think I've ever played Monkey Ball.
I bought the iPhone game on like OG iPhone, like my first iPhone. It doesn't work anymore.
Does that even count?
I think it was a port of the GameCube one. I don't know. Maybe it was its own thing. But this one isn't the GameCube game, which I was hoping it was maybe going to be. I think it's a re-release of a Wii Monkey Ball. So
yeah, I don't know.
Excited, Eric? You Monkey Ball?
Yeah. I don't even have the words. I can't say I won't play this, but it has to come out at the right price point, and it has to come out at the right time for me.
It's a busy month that month because we're going to get Luigi's Mansion and Resident Evil's coming out on this. Well, Resident Evil's coming out on the same day as this. We still don't know when Luigi's Mansion is coming out.
But yeah, but they're fun, easy games to kind of to waste time in. So yeah, I won't say no, but yeah, we'll see. Did they announce the price point yet? Do we have any clue on that?
Is this the Mario Party you were hoping for?
I think it's going to have 4-person co-op or like versus or something like that.
Then probably better than, I mean, honestly, Astro Bears was a better Mario Party than Mario Party was. So
wow,
I think that's what it was called, right?
Wow. Yeah,
it's still fun. I'll boot it up occasionally. I wish that had online. That'd be fun. But
yeah, if it had online, it would be a way better Mario Party. So a new Astro Bears is coming out, though. It may have already dropped. And it's confusingly titled Astro Bears. So I'm not sure what's going on there.
Captain Grisman and Chess is Monkey Ball. Loads of fun, funky physics. So
I'm hoping, like, obviously gyro controls built into Nintendo controllers. I'm hoping they take advantage. This is a Wii port. It's Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz HD, so I'm assuming the Wii game was Banana Blitz, and they're just adding the HD to the Switch game.
That's probably for HD Rumble, not HD graphics.
Not if it's related on the Switch Lite.
Ooh.
But yeah, I mean, it's hopefully it takes advantage of all the different options maybe that were because you could turn the Wiimote sideways and have gyro, or even like the remote, you could have gyro with it a little bit. So multiple ways to play, hopefully. And I think even if it comes out on multiple platforms like PlayStation, I think PlayStation can take advantage of gyro, mm-hmm. can't they, with the Psy-Axis and all that stuff. So
yeah.
So yeah, I mean, Xbox would miss out on that a little bit, but
I just don't know if the Xboxers are the target demographic for Super Monkey Ball.
Hey, I mean, speaking of Gears 5 beta test this weekend,
that's true.
If you, I think you have an Xbox,
Game Pass.
I'm good.
I'm Game Pass.
Yeah, I'm golden. I'm an ultimate.
I need to activate my ultimate. So, that's what I need to do. But yeah,
I want for it. There's no reason not to. It's too sweet of a deal.
$1 and it's
yeah.
But this is a Nintendo show.
I know, but people should be aware if they want to try the Gears of War multiplayer, it's happening this weekend. I'm pretty excited. Yeah. So just throwing it out there. Throwing it out there. Time to get the Nasher warmed up, you know?
There you go.
Oh, bring Gears to Switch, please. This is for you guys.
We missed out on that announcement, the C3.
You guys, I know, Marcus Fenix for Smash, you know.
That'd be
sweet. Razor Hail.
8-Bit Dough coming out with their SN30 Pro Plus August 7th. Pre-orders are up on Amazon right now.
Yeah.
$50.
$50.
$5 more.
It's
remarkable.
It keeps your hands from cramping because it adds a grip and some customizable features, buttons for PC, right? That's what we're assuming.
Too far into the features, but yeah, I'm assuming the mappable buttons are going to be only for PC and Raspberry Pi, possibly, but not for Switch. But it does have that option.
It appears to be programmable to the unit itself. I think the Pro Plus has memory on it. So like you can remap the buttons for it itself, is my understanding. I could be way off base.
Their video is pretty insane. I mean, the triggers are analog, so there's recognition zones in it, so you can use it for like
racing games,
Forza or something like that. Yes. If I think Xbox is maybe weird on PC with recognizing certain controllers as not being compatible. I don't know specifically about that, but yeah. So there are analog triggers which won't work on Switch. But you can like switch the joysticks if you want your right stick to be your left stick and your left stick to be right stick. You can flip it. You can program all the different buttons to be different things. Mm-hmm. So it's if you're an Xbox person and you can't make that switch to Nintendo and you want A and B switched or whatever, then you can do that and all sorts of things. It's pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah. And I mean, the sticks themselves, the sensitivity on each one is customizable. So, I mean, it really could be an entry-level Elite controller if this thing turns out to be everything they're showing off it is.
The only thing I think you'd be missing out on would be, you can adjust rumble and all that kind of stuff, but you'd miss out on NFC reading. That would be it.
Right. Yeah. And it obviously doesn't have HD rumble, just regular rumble, but, you know, that's fine. Nothing's really taking advantage of HD rumble anyways.
Golf story goes crazy.
Right. Certain games initially, like you could hear coins and that was kind of cool. But so much now doesn't even use it. I don't know that it matters. And one of our next talking points is going to bring up why it matters even less going forward.
Okay. If you're going to San Diego Comic-Con, you have an opportunity to get your hands on a gold Mario Hot Wheels. If you're not going, you have a chance to get on eBay and spend a fortune getting yourself a gold Mario Hot Wheels. The glider is out. These were up for pre-order. The silver ones, the Metal Mario, were up for order on, I believe, HotWheels.com. They are now sold out.
I'm hoping that with this Comic-Con release that maybe the pre-orders will go back up or something like that, because I was sleeping on it and I didn't get my pre-order in.
I got the five or whatever, and my Mario plastic was busted, so I actually opened one, and then I've yet to be able to find a replacement. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Mario is the hardest one to find. I broke down, and well, I have all five under my desk here. I haven't displayed them, but they're still in their boxes. And then I have a birthday next week that I have all three sets sitting under the stairs down here. I told my wife what I wanted, and I think some of them are maybe going to be held for my son's birthday, but I think he'll be just as excited to see him come out. And I bought him Luigi last week or 2 weeks ago, and he goes everywhere with Luigi now.
Oh, nice. Very cool. Very cool. So if you're going to be there, one out of every 10 is the chance to get the gold one. I don't know. Count people, I guess. I see when they open it up, you know,
or if they don't limit you by 10.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
So yeah, pretty cool stuff. Let's get on over to the talking points. We got a few things to talk about.
Here we go.
Okay. Well, there was a little thing called Switch Lite that was announced, but we'll get to that shortly. You're looking or listening to a handful of guys that are like kind of like on the fence about Fire Emblem a little bit. Like, not it's a purchase for me day one. I enjoy that style of game. I got stuck in Awakening because I'm probably because I didn't read the tutorial good enough. If I'm really going to be honest, you know,
shocking. That's not you at all.
Okay. So if you're like me, and when it comes to tutorials, you just keep pressing the A button until it, you know, gets beyond it.
So you can move your character.
Yeah. there is an auto feature in Fire Emblem that will like autoplay for you. You can kind of just watch. Okay. What happened to me in Awakening, I got to a point that I needed to get through a door of some kind. I couldn't do it. I could not proceed through the door. And I'm still standing at this courtyard with this door with enemies on the other side ready to fight.
You probably needed to kill somebody that had a key.
I can't get to them. They're on the other side of the door.
No, probably in previous mission somewhere. Who knows?
That could be. Who knows? Exactly. Who knows? So I'm going to say, if you're jumping in on this one, which some people are saying it's going to be a good entry, you know, a good starting point for people. If this is your first time, Nintendo is marketing this a lot. Like, they are tweeting about this game all the time. It's like at least a couple tweets a day, it seems like.
And it's working, because this is a game that I didn't want. The tactics engine of it doesn't look entertaining to me at all. I'm not the target market for this game, but I'm probably going to buy it day one because I am jonesing for a new epic adventure, and Nintendo is showing me this thing's going to be that epic adventure. So I'm, man.
Three times over, it'll be that epic adventure.
Yeah. And it looks super cool. It's just the combat that has me worried that it's going to be maybe slightly boring. And maybe that's just my, you know, N64 Josh brute style of gameplay I enjoy. I don't know. But I'm going to, you know, so when this game comes out, if you're on the fence and you wait for the three of us to recommend it or not, I feel like we're probably a good gauge for the average, you know, Joe Blow game player. Yeah.
Crawler, you all about it? You good?
Yeah, I have the, I was lucky enough, I guess, I have like Amiibo alerts and Wario 64 alerts on Twitter, and I was able to get in quick on Best Buy and got the collector's edition pre-ordered, so I'll get my Steelbook. I think you said you have both regular and collectors pre-ordered. I believe I was telling you, I think earlier today in chat, I believe the regular box comes in the collector's edition, and then the Steelbook is additionally packaged in there. So if you are wanting your Switch case for your shelf, but then also want your thing, your Steelbook, you can get all of that. So you can cancel your regular one and go get the digital like you need to, because you're going to be out of town when it drops. So.
Here's the thing, that physical that I would cancel, I still had Gamer Club when I ordered it. So it's that's what I'm like.
You're friends with your Best Buy people. Go schmooze them a little bit. You're good at that. You got them to give you a Pokemon Steelbook. So you might be able to sweet talk your way into it.
That's true. That's true.
At least maybe not your what would it be? It would be instead of $20 off on the collector's edition, it would be like just talk them into giving you your $12 off or whatever that you had. See if you can't sweet talk it. You never know.
I don't know.
The problem is GameStop has cooler pre-order bonus. Like, they have the pins
for
all the three houses, which.
And that's where I got my special edition coming from, is them. So. Look. It's going to be a fun game. Like Crawler said, it's coming out the day I leave for vacation. Like, I leave Thursday and it comes out Friday. And I'm like, I want this game with me. Like, this would be a perfect, like, this would be the perfect game to take with me. So
sink some time into.
Yeah, I may have to delay our leaving by.
You can't delay your vacation for a video game. Stop it.
We're only driving 2 hours. So we would just leave, like, you know.
Friday morning after 10 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. So that may...
You've got... Just get it digitally.
That may happen.
Crazy. It'll be at your house waiting for you.
No, that's the other thing. They're both going to the store at Oh, I don't even know where GameStop's is getting shipped. Great. I think it's getting shipped here. So it'll just be sitting in my mailbox all week. Lovely. So
that's fine. It'll be okay there. Just get it digitally and you'll be good.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. So, you know,
you can preload it too. You'll be fine.
You guys are a bad influence on me. I'm just throwing that out.
He's going to buy it three times now.
Yeah, exactly. He'll be on the, like, it's going to put Mario Kart to shame eventually. You know,
you can have copies for all those Switch lights you're going to have to buy eventually.
That's true.
There you go.
So the other game that Eric is a little bit on the fence about, Crawler and I are both all about it, is Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order. Make sure you say The Black Order. That's what I was told. And I want to hear, Eric, what is hindering you on this one? Like what doesn't have you excited about it?
I don't know. So I'm not a huge Avengers person in general. I have nothing against superheroes, right? You know, they're cool, whatever. I haven't watched the Avengers movies. The gameplay on it does. I don't know. Something about it doesn't excite me. It reminds me of the old school X-Men arcade games from back in the day that we all loved. I loved them too. But something about this is not doing it for me. And maybe it's because I know that I'm going to be playing it alone, or I'm going to have to boot up my laptop, get on Discord, and play in an uncomfortable configuration because I can't voice chat. Maybe that's honestly the reason. I'm not sure.
Maybe this is this published by Nintendo? Honestly? Maybe this will get app support. And you can use your
Mario Maker didn't, so why do you think this
would? That's cute. That's
true. But you can't play with your friends yet, so they don't want you to talk to strangers. Stranger danger.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely not. We should never speak to strangers. So maybe that's kind of part of it, because I think the game looks like that. Like I said, the old X-Men arcade games kind of has that feel to it, to much grander scale. But the fact that I'm going to be playing a four-player beat-em-up relatively alone just doesn't do much for me.
Okay, so let me address that first, because the way this game is set up, you can, with the simple press of like the D-pad or something, you switch between four characters on the screen, which is actually pretty cool, because what happens is they all level up, or they have a power gauge. And then when that thing is full, you can actually trigger all four of them at once, and they do a massive attack that is like, it's just taking out everything. Now, when you build your teams, there's perks, right? Like I had Wolverine and Thor together. And
synergies.
When Wolverine would trigger one of his specials, Thor would hit him with lightning before he, you know, pulled his claws out and went berserk. And so it gave a little extra damage. So there's a lot of little like details like that are added into this game that make it more than just a button masher, because that's some of the things I was hearing from E3 talking with the guys from like Game Explain. They were kind of like meh on it. Just like, yeah, it just kind of feels like a button masher. Now, there's light RPG elements. You're leveling up each character. You're going to be, you know, adding to skill trees, things like that. The gameplay is somewhat of a button masher. It's an arcadey style game. If you played one and two, all of it feels like an improvement to me. Right. And the other thing is it's far more than only Avengers. You've got X-Men, you've got, you know,
Guardians of the Galaxy.
They haven't confirmed everybody, because I was even asking at E3 and they're like, you can go, like, I think Ashley's exact words were, you can go to Nintendo.com to find out more.
But I think they've kind of confirmed that they are going to be adding more. I don't know if it's going to be paid DLC. Nintendo does that sometimes, doesn't do that sometimes. Maybe it's just going to be free updates. That would be really nice to get more characters in.
Yeah, I have no clue on that, but watch my video. Like, I have a video. If you're on the fence about it, go to my YouTube channel, watch the video I did. I gave her a shout out before. Her name's Ashley. She's on Twitch as Banana Boat. So if you want to go check out some of her streams, she was extremely helpful with this game, and like just really doing an incredible job of explaining everything that was happening. She knew what she was talking about. And so because of that interaction and how well she explained it, it made me like the game that much more. And so, because I was kind of, it's not like I was, this was, I mean, I liked the other games. I'm like, now if this plays good, I'm going to be on board with it. But I didn't realize how deep the rabbit hole went with this game. I thought it was going to be a lot of just surface stuff. And there is a little more to it than that. And there's extra details that I think really are kind of the icing on the cake for this one. So
I'm looking forward to the writing on some of this for like the wisecrackers. If you put them together, like Star-Lord and Deadpool and, and some of the other that they'll wisecrack with each other. So right, I think the writing might be kind of entertaining to listen to. This will be something to, I mean, kind of keep your ear to the ground while you're playing it just to listen to what they're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So last thing to bring up, because it's for real, you guys heard me talk about it last week, is the Switch Lite. Crawler, start us off. What'd you think?
It was kind of what everybody thought it was going to be, I guess. Most of the mock-ups that had bounced around on Twitter and Reddit and everything like that were pretty spot on. Everything that I've listened to this past week on YouTube or other podcasts or anything else like that, or just even on Twitter, this is not for us. This is not for people that listen to this show for the most part. It is not for the Switch owner. It is for the DS owner that hasn't made the jump, that wants to play Pokemon or something else, and you're getting an incredible handheld for the same price that the 3DS was with, what was the library? Over 2,600, I think is what you said last week, Josh, already?
Yeah, it was
what the commercial said.
It was bonkers.
I mean, my library is quite large.
And you gotta be 2,400, right? I mean, at least.
And that doesn't even include all my digital titles, some of which I haven't played, which I need to play. But yeah, I mean, it's something if you are on the fence about wanting a Switch and you aren't sure if you are a dedicated enough like 3DS player, or you're coming from one of the other consoles and you're seeing this as a cheaper entry point, maybe you should just put the money aside for a second and save the extra $100, because the interesting dilemma that I heard some people talking about is, how do you charge Joy-Cons if you end up buying a Joy-Con for a game that requires a Joy-Con? There's no way to charge it. Like, we have built-in chargers with the rails on our Switch, but otherwise you have to go buy an external charging device.
$30. You could buy yourself an external charger. It'll do four of them. I have it in my living room.
And you can run tabletop, but there's no kickstand. So you either got to lean it up against a book or something else, or I'm hoping, like, I have the $20 official Nintendo plug and play tabletop dock, which it has. I bought it for Smash mainly because you can take a USB-C out and make it a USB-A, and I can plug in my GameCube adapter, so I can play in tabletop with a GameCube controller, no problem. That's the main reason I bought it, but it works great as a more stable thing that I don't have to worry about breaking that flimsy kickstand that comes on the base model Switch. But yeah, I mean, it's the D-pad. I wish Nintendo wouldn't have quickly denounced the fact that they don't want to make alternate like SKUs for Joy-Cons, because I would buy another pair of $80 Joy-Cons if it came with a good Nintendo D-pad on it.
A lot of people would.
Yeah, so I mean, they're just sticking their nose up at money, I guess. But
Mario Maker Yellow, that's what I wanted. I made the mock-up.
Yeah, I mean, the main takeaway I took is this, maybe eventually, because I'm thinking about getting my son a Wedge for either his birthday or Christmas this year. I already have two unopened 2DS XLs here for the Hylian Shield that I don't necessarily want like that, but I might
get just give him one of them.
But because I also have my regular 3DS as well, but a 2DS might be a good entry point, but for it's considerably more than a Wedge. But if you were thinking still about getting a 2DS XL, it's like 130 or 150 or something like that still, so it's not that much of a step up. So do it. The games are better and they look better, and it's the future of the system just moving forward. Yeah. But it's interesting. But maybe we'll get that other SKU next year. You never know.
Where you at, Eric?
This is gonna shock you.
Oh boy.
I think I'm gonna get it. So I need to hear about three things to really decide.
Okay.
Doug Bowser mentioned more is going to come on your account transfers and stuff, but allegedly any game you buy digitally, obviously physical games will work in either system, but digital will transfer over to your account. No problem. My big question is the saves. Even for stuff that doesn't have cloud saves, am I going to be able to transfer? If they figure that out, that's a huge one for me. The other two are the build quality. This thing looks rock solid. It looks like I can throw it down the stairs and it will take a beating. Like I love the way it looks. It looks rock solid. The other thing is the screen. It looks like it's still going to be an LCD, but there are better LCDs than the one in the Switch. If this thing is brighter than the one in the current Switch, I will buy it day one. Because
it's smaller, so it might be sharper a little bit.
And it's still 720p, so it'll definitely appear sharper. But if it's brighter, if I can use it outside, it's a no-brainer for me. Being able to take it on cruises, vacations, play outside. I love the outside world. You know, I like to go out there and sit under a tree or just sit in the sun and play my Switch. That would be amazing. Can't do it currently because it's like the worst thing in the world with our current screens. So, I don't know. I was very shocked. I thought like Switch Lite, I want a Switch Pro. Switch Lite's not for me, but man, I think the colors look great. Even the gray looks great. Mm-hmm. All three colors look great. The Pokemon color looks amazing. I think this thing's going to surprise people, and more people are going to buy these than you think.
The gray looks better than the original Joy-Con gray. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Agreed. 100%. Yeah.
Some of the things, you guys heard me talk about this on last week's show. One of the things I saw, like Spawnwave put up a video talking about, like left Joy-Con drift is like the stick drift is a very well-known problem, to the point that today Kotaku said five of their 20 staff members, or at least five of their 20 staff members, have left Joy-Con analog stick drift.
That's not a good percentage.
No.
Yeah.
It's 25% of.
And they're waiting to hear back from Nintendo on this. Now, one of my buddies who's sometimes in my Twitch chat stuff goes by Maverick. He texted me and was like, hey, do you know how to fix this stick drift? And I'm like, I haven't done it myself. There's a lot of videos. He's like, all right. He texted me today. He's like, he got the kit on Amazon, has all the tools, has the stick. And it took him like 5 to 15 minutes or something like that. Like it didn't take him long at all. It was an easy fix.
So I've seen before people take anything apart, I've seen a fix that only involves contact cleaner.
Interesting. Okay.
So like saline solution.
Yeah. I mean like electronic contact
cleaner. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like not WD-40, but it comes in a similar can.
Yeah.
Similar can. I've seen this have great success for people on Reddit. I'll try to throw a link to an article about it on Discord. I'm not saying this will work for you or even for most people, but if this $5 solution without voiding your warranty, not that any of these are under warranty anymore, works for you, I would absolutely consider trying contact cleaner.
I'm looking at chat. Some people are like, yeah, I just got the Hori D-pad, so whatever. Captain Christmas, I shipped it off to Nintendo to fix. Tried a bunch at home remedies, nothing worked for him, unfortunately. What Spawnwave brought up was, what's going to happen if this thing, like, how, and he says he's going to take the thing apart immediately. That'll be one of the first videos he does, is just to take it apart and see what's inside. But how difficult is it going to be to change that stick? Is it the same parts, right? Is it the exact same sticks that are in the Joy-Cons currently? Are they going to be higher quality? I don't have the issue because I hardly play with Joy-Cons ever. I hardly play handheld, and I never play in the grips. Like I could probably count on one hand how many times I've put Joy-Cons in grips and used
them. The face buttons are too small.
It's like playing DS, so it is what it is. I can deal, but the for people that play handheld regularly, or that do use the grip. I see this is definitely an issue, and I'm curious to see what Nintendo is going to say now that bigger outlets are picking it up and bringing it to people's attention. Not like we all didn't know anyway. I mean, it's like, it's kind of something you see. I mean, you fire up YouTube and you see videos about this on the regular, So,
and I'm also curious how many of these are launch editions. You know, if I buy a new set of Joy-Cons today, are they still having that issue, or if it, it's kind of,
it's a usage thing. It depends on how much I rarely use my Joy-Con. I have three sets, but I don't use them a whole lot. So I've used them for Mario Party. I didn't even use them for Pokemon because I have the Pokeball, but like if I have to, I use them, but otherwise at the very rare times that I play handheld, I'll use them, but I don't know. I don't have any problems just because of the amount of usage I probably put on my Joy-Con.
Yeah. I've been doing a ton of handheld, more handheld than I ever thought I would do. And that's kind of part of this reason I'm entertaining the Lite as well. I think I've talked on here before about how I don't like handheld systems, or I thought I didn't, but the Switch has changed me. I've been playing I just put 20 hours into South Park, A Fractured Butthole. I'm getting close. I probably got another 20 to go or so, but I'm having a blast. It's like great, I got nothing better to do, want to kill 40 minutes or so. Great time.
Yeah. The thing that like when I do play handheld, because I've did a little bit of Mario Maker recently handheld, and I throw my Satisfy grip on, which I highly recommend. The main thing I recommend them for is that they angle the grips so that it's like holding an Xbox controller or a PlayStation controller or the Pro controller. It's just the natural way your arm sits when you're holding something. So I'm curious when they're going to if and when they're going to be releasing a grip for the Lite, right? And according to them at E3, Nintendo was very interested in the Satisfy grip. Like they came over and talked to them for a while, I guess. So I don't know what that means. That's all they said to me. I didn't get any more info other than that. So
yeah, because they had to sign their NDAs.
I don't know what, but
my question is, well, I haven't looked at the close up shots of it as well. I know the card slot is still in the same spot. Mm-hmm. Power and volume and all that kind of stuff, same spot, but it is on the current Switch, so top for all that.
So is the SD card. It's in the same spot.
The what?
The SD card is still on the back, like where the kickstand would be.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's just, is it got a door on it now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Because that was my big question. I was like, where is the SD card going to go? Did it get a new slot on the bottom? Or so the architecture is pretty much staying the same. They just, I think Nintendo did admit they took out some components or whatever. I don't know if it's
no HD
fans rumble. Or coolings, or like cooling elements or whatever, because when it gets plugged into the dock, it engages kind of a different subset of systems in the Switch to upscale stuff and convert stuff to HDMI out of the USB-C and all that kind of stuff. So I think they probably omitted some of that, but it sounds like most of the architecture is staying the same. And this is now the guts of a Switch is at least like what, 4 years old now with R&D, with how long it takes. So
yeah,
those components are super cheap now.
Yeah. I said it on the last show. I'm fairly certain the profit margins on the Lite are going to be they're higher than the actual Switch, especially at $199. And I talked about it on the last episode too. I believe that's going to leave Nintendo the opportunity next summer to say, hey, guess what? Everything's dropping $30 to $50, both systems. And then the Pro gets announced if that's still actually happening, which I saw rumblings of that online as well. So I do want to address real quick in chat. Guy says, I don't play shooters in handheld, but everything else is fine. So with that Satisfy grip, they also come with some stick covers, analog stick covers that increase the height a little bit. And when I handed my son my Switch in handheld mode with the Satisfy grip on, whatever mode he was in Fortnite, he had 41 kills by the time the match was over. Like,
cause he's going against the nice thing about Switch is you're going against mobile and Switch owners now.
But he,
I think that's what the matchups are.
Right. But he just, as soon as he felt it in that grip, was like, oh, this is like playing with an actual controller.
Yeah, this is normal.
So
normal.
Yep. So
yeah, that's the biggest thing with trying, when I was trying to play Fortnite in handheld. First off, it's hard to see a lot of stuff on that screen that size, and then it does cause cramps when you're trying to do a lot of stuff, especially in like Fortnite or Doom or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So. But okay, well, hey, let's put a bow on this thing. All right, Crawler, where can people find you?
You guys can find me hanging out in the Discord, having my dreams crushed by Mr. Cool Red the Ouija, breaking my world records and other things in Mario Maker. But definitely be in the Discord for Friday when I think a good chunk of us get Marvel, because I'm sure we'll be putting some squads together. So come hang out there. N64Josh.com/Discord will get you the invite if you aren't already in there. And then you guys can find me hanging out on Twitter and Twitch, Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawlers without the E. And I will be playing Nightcrawler in Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
There you go.
Shocking.
Eric, where can we find you?
You can also find me in Discord. You'll find me on Twitter, occasionally on Xbox, on Switch, all 80 everywhere, except for on Switch. I'm like 875. Yeah, so, just kidding. But if you do want to find me on Switch and add me, Josh has a convenient document in Discord that you can meet lots of friends. So, jump on in.
Yeah, the new update on the Switch, people can't even add me now because my friends list is full. So they get the message.
You can't even queue it up.
So I don't even get any new notifications now. I have one right now. That's it. All I get now is a message from people saying, hey, your list is full. I can't add you. So that's like, okay. All right. So please update that, Nintendo. More slots.
Make it bigger.
Yes. So, because I've seen some people that literally have like 99 plus friend requests on top of their list being full, right? Like bonkers.
Nintendo knows so. There's no way you have that many friends and they don't want you to talk to strangers.
That's true. It's true. it is worth noting chat saying, hey, final Splatfest this weekend. That is true. Hopefully you got your special edition skin from Tetris 99. Somebody like me forgot to play, even though
it's a longer Splatfest too. I think it's like it's like 72 hours, I think, because it is the final one.
Yeah, it's the final one. I'm gonna jump in. I'll jump in a little bit between that and Gears of War and Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I'm not supposed to play games on the weekend. I'm supposed to be making music on the weekend. What's going on?
Nintendo games come out on Friday. Bad choice.
I know. Bad choice indeed. Indeed. Oh, well. All right, guys, you can follow me on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the places at N64Josh. I'd love to be able to connect with you online. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube, you can leave a comment, hit that subscribe button. We greatly appreciate it. If you're still watching almost an hour into this, like, God bless you. You know, if you're listening in your car while you're working out, hey, get that last rep in. You got this. Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you in the next one. Bye now.